name is Theodore Roosevelt. I speak fluently in 5 different languages and read a book a day. I predict here on January 1st, Anno Domini 1919, that the Butter Boys will host a show entitled After the Beep. It will include many of the local color of Woodrow Wilson's home state of New Jersey. They will use telephone to attempt to form many relationships and adventures. Now sit back, friend, and enjoy After the Beep.
Hi, you've reached Jason Orst's mailbox. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Bye.
Roy, oh, that was my secretary, William Ruane. Yeah, he's new. I got rid of the other girl. I gotta tell you, I'm never going back to woman. I tell you, they always forget stuff, but this Ruane kid, he's something else. You know, I think if he sticks his neck out a bit around our company here, I think he's got a bright future. What do you think, Roy? What do you think, Roy?
Jason Orst's office, how can I help you? Yes, he's in a meeting right now. Could you please leave a message? He should be out by 8 p.m. today. He should be able to return your call then. If it's urgent, I can walk in and leave the message on a post-it note. Okay, sure. Let's do that then. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Brian Jompkins. I'm calling for Jason Orst to set up an appointment. I wanted him to look at my leg. I'm afraid that it might be infected, and I was wondering if I should see a doctor. Jason can't get to the phone. I would surely take the advice of his amazing receptionist, Billy. But I would love to talk to Jason directly.
Yeah, this is a message for Ryan Jompkins. I guess I just missed you. I tend to miss all my calls. I just skirt right past them. We pass each other's head really, really close by, and while we're walking, and we don't even know to say hello. Sometimes people will just ignore each other when they know they should say hello. In any case, if your leg has an issue with it, I am the right man to look at it. You're going to have to call me again, and hopefully this time it's in the next 20 minutes, because that's the only time I'll be able to pick up the phone. Otherwise, my secretary, William Ruane, he can totally look into it.
Hi, Brian. Brian is my name, not to correct you. I'm sorry. Brian Jompkins. Calling back for Jason Orst about my leg. I'm pretty worried about this leg. You know, I don't want it to get infected. I don't have any health insurance. I mean, I kicked a sign. You know, I'm telling people I fell because I'm a little embarrassed about the fact that I kicked a sign. I don't like people knowing that it was, that I'm so mea culpa. You know, hey, my drinking is probably out of control, or at the very least, I should probably take control of my life in general. But I'm hoping that somebody can help my leg before it becomes a problem. Once you're honest to God opinion, I will accept William Ruane's opinion. He seems like a nice fella, but I would definitely appreciate a response soon, because, you know, nobody ever says hi to me, and I do get ignored in the hallways a lot, and I don't understand it, so I'd really appreciate that. Thank you. You have my number. Goodbye. Hi, sorry to call back so sorry. This is Ryan. my bad, Brian. This is Brian Jompkins. Sorry to call back so quickly. It's just, my leg is starting to hurt a whole lot. It's starting to pulsate, and it seems, now, I could be wrong about this, but it seems like there is some pus coming out of it, and I could be wrong, but I feel like there might be maggots crawling around under the skin, which I know is just absolutely disgusting. I don't like to think about it. I've been throwing up for the last hour. I'm feeling quite bluish, so a response from either of you would be fantastic. Thank you.
Hi, Jompkins. I see you called about your leg having a laceration on it from kicking it in a drunken stupor. The thing is, I'm not a doctor, and Dr. Orst, you know, he's a doctor. He went to medical school and all. I didn't. He's out of the office now, so we really don't have anyone to look at your leg. So if you could call back tomorrow morning, maybe throw a nice peck on it, a nice Band-Aid, you know, some Bactine. Bactine works nice, cleans out the wound, make sure it doesn't get any more infected. You know, it might help, but we'll take a look tomorrow morning. Don't be too concerned. Okay, goodbye.
Hello, this is Brian Tompkins. I can't tell you how much it means to me to get your response, except I don't have any Bactine, and I don't want to have Band-Aids on it. I think it would make me look foolish, and I have a date tonight with a young lady that I met on Tinder, but I will be washing it out and putting an ice pack on, and I really do appreciate you giving me a response. I mean, I suppose I could wear long pants and Band-Aids, but then I'm afraid that it might be too hot and it would get sweaty, and when I tend to sweat, my balls tend to sag, and then they hurt. But I really do appreciate your response. If you could somehow get in touch with Dr. Orst and get him to call me back, that would just be absolutely fantastic. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, Dr. Orst, this is William over here in the office. You know, we're trying to close up, and there's a real nut that just keeps calling. We don't know what to do with him. We're thinking that maybe you can call, calm this wacko down, you know, tell him to put some Band-Aids on his leg. You know, it's probably just like a cat scratched him, or he was trying to, you know, penetrate one. I think that was the last time he called. So if you just call him, calm him down, I think it would, you know, everyone would appreciate it, because we're all trying to get the hell out of here, if you know what we mean. Okay, see you. Bye.
Hello, this is Ryan Johnkins. I really, really apologize for calling you back so soon. It's just my dog has been licking my wound for the last hour, and it feels good, and I'd hate to tell him to stop, but he really looks sick. I do believe that there are bugs that are crawling out of me and into his mouth, which is no kind of thing to have to experience before a big date. Her name is Lisa, and she seems like a very fine woman, and I would just hate to be vomiting and then pussing all over the dinner table. I hate to keep nagging you, but if Miss Orst could please, Dr. Orst, if you could please call me, you can call me on my house number. I believe you have it. It would just I would appreciate it. Okay, goodbye.
Hi, this is for Ronald Johnkins. I just got your message forwarded to me. You know, good luck on your date, and by all means, wear pants. Just don't keep your head out of the pot.
Doctor Orst, I do appreciate you calling me back, but if I could be so honest with you, I didn't get a whole lot of that last message. I believe it might have cut out early, or it sounded like you might have screwed up what you were saying and just decided to hang up, which is very peculiar. So if you could call me back, that would be fantastic.
Hi, Mr. Jompkins. This is William here at the clinic. Dr. Orst is trying to get in touch with you. He's having some phone issues. He has roaming charges he's trying to avoid. He's traveling. Just be patient, you know, keep your dog from licking the wound. Dogs' mouths are, you know, they say they're cleaner than humans, but in actuality, they eat dog shit. So I wouldn't want him licking my cut, if you know what I mean. So just hold in there. We'll get someone in touch with you. Don't worry.
Oh, I feel so much better that your dog also eats dog shit, because I was afraid that it was just mine, and I was been calling the veterinarian for at least 3 days now, trying to figure out if it was okay that my dog was eating dog shit. He licked my lips one time, and to be honest, it was pretty disgusting. But as a matter of fact, I kind of enjoyed it, and I've been since eating dog shit myself. It feels like a good way to just clean it right up, and I really, really hope that it's not weird that I just told you that. I would appreciate it if you would just completely forget that I told you that. Forget that I told you that. Get back to me about that leg. I appreciate it, but I would love to hear from the doctor. Thank you. Hi, this is Brian Johnkins. I have found some bacteria medicine, but you know, first aid to help prevent infections and minor burns, ramps, and cuts. But it, apparently it expired in 2012, which means it probably wouldn't work. It might even be bad for me. And so that I was wondering how definite you were about that. Should I go to CVS and buy a new one? I mean, because now I gotta tell you, I've already canceled my date. I feel quite nervous about this leg. Thank you. I mean, I feel like I just called. Oh, this is Ryan Tompkins, by the way. And I was wondering if it would be okay to put some of this. I don't know what it is. It's a brown bottle, and there's no label on it. Well, I think it might be her peroxide. I believe it's expired. And to be honest, I know that it might clean my cup, but I just can't be sure if I should even bother putting it on there. I just feel like I'm having a really tough time. I canceled my date with these days. I'm going to throw up. It was just dry heaving. I would love to hear from the doctor. Please, can you please get the doctor to call me? Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello. This is Ryan Tompkins. We met on Tinder. I thought it would be more appropriate to call you. Lisa, I would like to just let you know that I will have to be canceling my date tonight. I feel terrible about it. It's absolutely terrible. But I have come down with some kind of flu. Now, I don't know if it's because I was walking my dogs in the rain for 16 hours yesterday, or if it's because of this horrible, disgusting wound in my leg. But I would love to reschedule with you some other time. Also, if you know Dr. Jason Ortz, can you please tell him to give me a call? It would just be fantastic. Thank you. Oh, this is Lisa. I just got your call. I totally understand. We're playing a little game of phone tag here, I guess. Well, listen, I just hope that you feel better, okay? Because that's the number one thing. I'm a little, not going to lie, I'm a little disappointed. I got pretty excited and got pretty dressed up for this. But to be honest with you, I've had leg wounds. I've had flus. Totally get it. Just let me know if you can get in touch with me sometime this week. That would be fantastic. And I don't know this Dr. Jason Orth. I've never met him, but I really hope that he responds to you soon. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Hi, Mr. Tompkins. This is William from Dr. Orth's office. He unfortunately won't be able to get back to you this evening, so we're going to have to wait until tomorrow for when he's back in the office. Good luck. If anything gets worse, you can always visit the emergency room at your, I think nearest to you is the Denville St. Clair's Hospital. You can always go there, and they should be able to take care of you, too. Okay. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Brian Tompkins, and I just would like to say that I've completely appreciated everything that you've done for me, William. Mr. Wang, you've been an immediate, an exceptional help, really, in this my troubling times. It's been really a very bad night, frankly. I'm pretty sure that my leg is turning green and purple now. I'm not going to go to the emergency room. I don't care for hospitals. They scare me generally. I think I'm just going to wait for Dr. Jason Orth to respond to me, and I really hope it's soon because I'm having a lot of fun with this telephone thing. But otherwise, thanks a lot for your help. And, well, who knows? Maybe I'll kill myself tonight, and then what difference does it make? Well, thank you. Goodbye.
This has been a show featuring members of the Butter Boys and guest starring honorary Butter Cadet Billy Ruane. This was a purely improvised project, and will continue to run with more episodes already in the can and counting. I tell you, this story's going in wild directions, dark places, and hopefully lots of fun hijinks will ensue from there. Please visit the Butter Boys YouTube page by Googling it and search barring. As always, this is sponsored by Cool Tommy's. What's your favorite flavor? Raspberry, peaches, raspberry?